Welcome to the Irish Pagan School podcast. Your hosts are authors and co-founders of the Irish Pagan School here in County Waterford, Ireland, Laura O'Brien and John O'Sullivan. Fáilte. Fáilte, this is Laura O'Brien and we're here with the Irish History Guide to Phases and Dates. So when you begin to study Irish history, there can be some confusion as to the terminology, particularly around the time periods and the dates of what happened and when. I thought it would be useful to put together a simple guide to the phases and dates that you'll see mentioned when you study any early Irish history. This information is included, of course, in many of our classes at theirishpaganschool.com, and it forms a basis for a lot of what you'll learn when you're studying Irish mythology and lore from the ancient texts. It's good to have a clear grounding though, and to this end I also took some time to put together a downloadable PDF guide which you can get at the bottom of the blog post that is at lauraobrien.ie/Irish-history, and I'll put a link to that below as well. So you just go to the bottom of that, click the downloadable PDF guide. And no email or anything is required, I just want you to have it if you need it. You may see these dates vary, by the way, as nothing is set in stone. It often depends which archaeologist or historian you're learning from and what their specialty is. And that's okay. Just remember this can be a broad strokes sort of area. So, like I said, you can go to the blog and you'll be able to download this PDF guide. But I'm just going to go through it here as well. So, Irish history, the phases and dates. Archaeologists conventionally subdivide the prehistoric period in Irish history using the first introductions of farming and metalworking as indicators of social or cultural change. I included the early medieval period because this does, of course, have relevance to our Irish pagan audience. That's when the manuscripts were recording our stories. So the manuscripts and texts began to be recorded in early Irish monasteries, and this is where a lot of our pre-Christian pagan information actually comes from. They were recorded quite faithfully, by the way, by these early monks. So we have the early Mesolithic. The first phase, I suppose, is the Stone Age. So this is three phases. So you've got the early Mesolithic from 7000 to 5500 BCE, before Common Era. The late Mesolithic, which is 5,500 to 4,000 BCE. We're counting down to zero here. And then the Neolithic, which is what is most commonly associated with the Stone Age, which is from around 4,000 to 2,400 BCE. Then we come into metalworking and we have the early Bronze Age. So the Neolithic is when, just to swing back, sorry, the Neolithic is when we get the first farming in Ireland, or the first records of farming. Before that would be hunter-gatherer situation going on. So then into the metalworking section, we have the early Bronze Age, which would be 2400 to 1500 BCE. Then the middle Bronze Age from 1500 to 1000 BCE. And then the late Bronze Age, which would be 1,000 to 6,600, my apologies, 1,000 to 600 BCE. So the Bronze Age basically runs between those three phases of the Bronze Age, runs from 2,400 BCE to about 600 BCE. Then we have the Iron Age, which is the coming of Celtic culture or Celtic influence, usually attributed to this particular period. And the Iron Age would run from about 600, maybe 500 BCE through the zero point, zero, and on to about 500 Common Era, what's often called AD. So after that, then we have the coming of Christianity, which probably started very, very early forays of Christianity into Ireland probably started around 300 Common Era, but early medieval Ireland is usually given from around 400 to 500 Common Era to about 800 Common Era. Then we get into medieval times, and then we're coming into the, you know, the coming of the Normans and all that. So Irish history obviously changes quite significantly after that. So those dates are sourced from Ronan McHugh and Brian G. Scott, who wrote The Prehistoric Archaeology of County Fermanagh. So that was my source for that. And again, just in case of confusion, the use of BCE and CE here is to replace the outdated BC and AD dating of the Christian worldview. They stand for Before Common Era and Common Era. This is becoming standard for scholarly works, and I fully support it. So again, you can go to the blog post at lauraobrien.ie and you can download this guide to Irish history as a free PDF. And join the mailing list while you're there, because there's lots more resources that come through there. But you don't have to enter your email or anything. I just want you to have the resources that you need. You just click the download button and that happens. So thank you very much, as usual, for your time and your attention today. Make sure you subscribe and do all that good stuff. Slán go fóill, and I will see you next time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a positive review in your podcast listener. Then head over to irishpaganschool.com and enroll in one of our free or paid courses. Slán go fóill, and we will see you next time.